Balcony Radio.
I like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Owen, the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to do it a really unusual way this time, man. This
we're socially distancing your ears today, right?
Oh, my goodness. This is really amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This is our the first show that we're recording under coronavirus conditions.
I thought you were about to say under observation.
Under observation. We are under observation, each other. Anthony is...
I can see you.
You can see me, too. We are talking to each other on FaceTime. Anthony is sitting in his home, and I am sitting here in the studios of Balcony Radio, and we are going to record a show here under quarantine conditions.
Our first quarantine cast, and what better way to start than with some Space Cadet music, right?
This is going to be a truly spacey show, ladies and gentlemen. So another,
it's
another lesson in the 101 series. It's lesson 143 this time. We're going to be listening to some psychedelic country, Shrooms
That's right.
Under the Boots. This is going to be very cool.
Yes. So as people who listen to the show know, Scott and I, both big fans of two things, drug music and country music.
Yes.
And there's this place where they met from 1968 to 1974 or so.
It's somewhere in the middle there. No, so there's the a nice start to the Americana music rush. And
there was a nice little chunk of time there where all the cowboys got into the LSD, and it was a fun ride was had by all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot of blue trails out there. Yes. This is going to be a very interesting show. Yes. So this is going to be a very interesting show. We're going to be listening to... some very unusual stuff. What years do these cover, Anthony?
It's about 67, 68 to about the mid-70s, I'd say. The real heyday of the cosmic country scene is probably the early 70s, right around the time that Gram Parsons has kind of reached his apex with the Birds, with Sweetheart of the Rodeo, and then he's putting out solo material. And... it's one of those situations like you're familiar with the Velvet Underground, where not a lot of people bought the album, but
yes,
the people who did went out and tried to make albums just like it.
That's right, exactly. Started trends from it.
Yeah. So you get Gram Parsons, and then there's a straight line to Townes Van Zandt and J.D. Souther, and then if you want to really expand it, you could even go to the Eagles and Carly Simon and Linda Ronstadt. A lot of these people are really in come from the Gram Parsons school. And
the California country sound.
Yeah, very, very California. That's the other thing. And also seriously indebted to country music. Like this, if you think, oh, Spacey Cowboy, you would think, oh, that's silly. But these people like seriously took their country music like as an art form and just happened to also like psychedelics.
And
yes,
and it all worked out. And they lied around looking at the desert sky, writing wonderful songs.
What else are you going to do?
There you go. So we're going to start it out with some good music here. One of your faves. Said this is becoming one of your favorite songs. This is Doug Somm. And Doug Somm and his band. Doug Somm. Doug Somm and his band. This is called It's Gonna Be Easy. Enjoy.
Hard time to tell myself you didn't love me.
long line, high and low and in between, same as you. Hills of golden, piles of poison, time's thrown me through. And I believe I've come to learn that turning round is to become confusion. And the goal's no good for spending. And the poison's hungry waiting. What can you leave behind when you're flying lightning fast and all alone? Only a trace, my friend, spirit of motion born and direction grown. A trace that will not fade in frozen skies. Your journey will be, and if a shadow don't seem much company, well, who said it would be? Well, there is the highway and the homemade loving kind, and the highway's mine. Us ramblers will get the traveling done. You fathers build with stones to stand and shine. Heaven's where you find it, and you can't take too much with you. Oh, but daddy, don't you listen. Just this highway talking. All things that are alive are brothers in the soil and in the sky. And I believe it with my blood, if not my eyes. I don't know why we can't be brothers here. I know we should be. Answers don't seem easy, and I'm wondering if they could be.
Thank you. the same to me. Horses on posts and kids and ghosts are spirits we ought to set free. Them city slicker pickers, they got a lot of slicker licks than you and me. But right in the range and acting strange is where I wanna be. I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. I just wanna ride in a rope and a hoot. I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. Supernatural country, a rock and a loop. Lone Star sipping and skinny dipping and steel guitars and stars. Just as good as Hollywood and them boogie woogie bars. Gonna buy me a vest and head out with my little woman and myself. When they come to town, gonna gather round and marvel at my little baby's health. I'm just gonna be a cosmic cowboy. What I wanna be. I'm just gonna ride in a rope and a hoot. I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural kind. Harvest moon keep a rolling through my mind. Home on the range where the antelope play is very hard to find. Don't bury me on the lone prairie, I'd rather play there alive. I'm doing my best to keep my little pony in overdrive. I just want to be a cosmic. Natural country rock and galoot. And up is not the way I'm gonna shoot.
Oh yeah, that's so pretty, that's so nice. Michael Martin Murphy from his Outlaws and Armadillos collection.
Quiet.
Hey,
Quiet.
Yeah, jumping the gun here. I got too many mouses in front of me here.
Get the whole rat colony.
The whole rat colony is right here in front of me of all of our computers. Yeah, it was Michael Martin Murphy from his Outlaws
Triple
and Armadillos. Triple M from Outlaws and Armadillos, the country's Roaring 70s. Michael Martin Murphy and Cosmic Cowboy Part 1.
Yeah, man, that song cool. Makes me want to just drive on some back roads really fucking fast. Doesn't it do that for you?
Really? Break out the White Lightning and
seriously,
and have a really
avoid
good time.
Smokey.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Break out this. Turn on the CB radio and listen to where all Smokey's at.
You did CB, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did. Oh,
what
yeah.
What was your handle?
I was the man on the Silver Mountain.
That's a fucking dope handle.
Stolen right off a Ritchie Blackmore record. So
yeah, I know it is, but that's great handle.
Thanks.
For people who get that, they're going to love that.
So, so that was my KBDT 3031. That was my number. I remember
fucking
that,
nerd.
Man.
You're such a nerd.
Oh, I was a total nerd. I was a total CB radio nut, man. It was great. It was really great. Well, you got your hands full there, so I'm going to...
Oh, you could. Oh, that's right. I forgot you could see what I'm doing.
That's right. I'm going to tell everybody what we had in that last set. We started out with Doug Somm from his record called Doug Somm and His Band, and It's Going to Be Easy. Some great stuff there. And then Townes Van Zandt right after that. A Balcony Radio fave rave, no doubt about that.
We cannot recommend Townes Van Zandt enough. We just can't.
He has a great collection of music that you should just listen to all the time. He's an amazing songwriter, vastly underrated. Passed away a few years ago, and he's truly amazing.
Yeah, probably one of the 3 to 5 best country songwriters ever.
Anyway.
So it's Hank Williams and him, and then there's an argument after that.
Exactly. We heard a song called High, Low, and In Between, title track from that record. And then Michael Nesmith and his first national band. And the title track from his record, is that what it is, the first national band? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Title track from their record, Nevada Fighter, another songwriter who has an amazing collection of records in his library. So catalog, that is. Michael
Cheer
Nesmith.
Up, Sleepy Gene. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Former a monkey, but more than that, he's a great singer songwriter.
Yes, he put out a series of country records in the early 70s that are really, really great. They're all kind of like that, and there's a bunch of covers on them, and he does really great covers too. They do Patsy Cline and stuff like that, and some older country stuff. And
that's right. They do a version of I Fall to Pieces.
Yes, they do. And it's just nice music to listen to because it's unobtrusive in the best way. Like, you could just put it on.
Absolutely.
And be okay.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And we finished up there with Michael Martin Murphy, another great singer-songwriter from the collection of Outlaws and Armadillos. We heard Cosmic Cowboy Part 1.
Yes.
So we are into some serious psychedelic country here. It's not really kind of like, woo! Psychedelic country, but it's
more of the open-mindedness and expansiveness of music, and it's just the hippies that didn't fit into Nashville and never were going to.
Yes.
And if you think about it, like I was just thinking, and I am still into the country music as we speak. It's hard to be a country fan nowadays.
Oh yes.
But there is a nice little stream of psychedelia running through country now with our friend Sturgill Simpson and Tyler Childers, who's coming through, who's very pro psilocybin friendly.
Oh yes. Oh yes. And everything else, all that stuff. Absolutely.
Yes. And even Casey Musgraves does a little spacey stuff on her last record. She wrote one of the songs on LSD, so.
Oh my goodness. Like, oh wow.
Yeah, so it's still out there.
Well,
it's good to know that the shit kickers are still finding the mushrooms under the boots.
There you go, man. It's out there in the country, and I guess it's Nashville is not going to be very happy with stuff like that, but be that as
well,
it may, it's a whole new expanding mind.
You know what Nashville can do.
Perhaps so. We can ask how long that will be, and that's what J.D.
Oh,
Souther
look at you.
So we're going to go to J.D. Souther from his record, John David Souther. This is called How Long.
How Long.
Like a bluebird with his heart removed, lonely as a train, I've run just as far as I can. Tell me how long, how long, woman.
saying.
Somebody, but everyone is out there on the loose. Well, I wish I lived in the land of fools and no one knew my name. What you get is not quite what you choose. You tell me
shops itching for your old guitar. Where you going? God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and on the rain-wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. And everything's been sold American. The early times is finished and the want ads all are red. Everyone's been sold American, been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. And everything's been sold American. A lonely night is mourning for the death it never dies. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raise the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Just let that golden greyhound roll.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
pick up speed. Trouble is I'm going down and I'm in deep water. I'm wishing like a kid again. Yes, I'm in deep water. I want somebody to come on into my life and love me. I've got to be something inside of me. There's another way to swim in deep water. It seems that I'm a kid again, back in that deep water. I wish somebody come on into my life and love me. Now it's so easy to go uptown, but I never get things done. One mistake and I'm going down. Like to get away, but I can run in deep water. It seems that I'm a kid again, back in that deep water. I want somebody to come on into my life and love me.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. That is Mr. Gene Clark from his record No Other, 1974. That release that is called From a Silver, From a Silver File. Some really good stuff there. He's put out a couple of solo records before his untimely demise, but Gene Clark is a former member of the Byrds and certainly somebody that you should look into, especially that record.
That's, definitely.
This record is certainly his masterpiece, I think.
This one is probably the best one. I'm trying to think. What's the other? The other was what's the other one called? Reflections.
Reflections. Or? Yes.
Yeah, that one
there's,
is really good.
There's too. That one was produced by Mike Nesmith. This was not, but this is a really good record that's been remastered, and there's some extra tracks on it. You should look into that.
He did some work in the late 60s with the Godston Brothers, some real hardcore country stuff that was really, really great. Definitely worth checking out. And just anyone that was in the Byrds, you just follow their careers.
Yes, exactly.
They were all great. Seriously.
I don't know if you have the list of songs in front of you there in Spotify.
No Other.
Yes. Or I'm sorry, for this show. Can you read off the show list? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure. We started with J.D. Souther doing How Long from his record John David Souther. And then a personal hero and making his first appearance on the show, Kinky Friedman. That guy is just great.
Oh, yes.
With his most famous song, Sold American, the title track from his record, Sold American, which is really, 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 really great. Mm-hmm. And then another balcony favorite, the Bo Brummels, doing a little Bay Area psychedelic country with Deep Water from their tremendous 1967 record, Bradley's Barn. Oof, that one is great.
Right.
And then that one's really great. I'm a big fan of the Bo Brummels, and that's probably their best record. And then we finished there with Gene Clark with From a Silver File. Nice isn't the word. A rather touching downbeat tune from No Other, and one of like a dozen touching downbeat tunes from No Other.
Actually, it shows quite plainly just how simple and complicated his songwriting was.
He could bring
together many sounds in one song and reach an amazing peak, and it was truly a songwriter that is another songwriter that should be looked into. All of these artists should be looked into.
Yeah, but he's especially ripe for a refinding from the hipsters.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you want to do the plugs now, man?
Sure. Why not? Here,
Why don't you knock them out really quick?
I will. I'm gonna fade you out, and even though
I'll mute myself for a second.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead. And there he goes. He's muted himself. So anyway, the first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff there and we shall reply to it. And that, of course, sends you right back over to the website, or tells you right back about the website, which is balconyradio.com. The all new design. Thank you very much, Murray Finns, for your amazing, amazing touches. The all new design, balconyradio.com, where you can see all of our latest shows, all of our old shows, or most of them anyway. We'll get the old ones up real soon. And you can also listen to our stream, which is going on 24/7 there. So you can all check that out at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out in the social networking area. You can first check us out on the Instagram, which we have. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post our album of the day most of the time there and a whole bunch of other really cool stuff. And we also we are also on Facebook. We are about facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just type in Balcony Radio. We should pop right up there. And we post up all of our new shows on Facebook, as well as great articles that we find about music and artists and things like that, and everything going on during this crazy ass coronavirus time that we are in, ladies and gentlemen. So all of that is happening there, balconyradio.com and the Facebook and all that stuff. Thanks very much. So there you go.
Yep.
Right on.
So let's move back to the music, and we have a rare non-American act. Here we go.
Oh yeah, there you go.
What were you going to say?
I said, good. There you go. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, I guess, they're all British guys, right? All the guys in Bridgley Schwartz? I think they are.
Yes, that was Nick Lowe's band.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if there's any American guys that wound up in there the way that Elvis's band had, but I don't think so.
Offhand, I really don't know. I'm actually, excuse me, I'm not really familiar with Brinsley Schwartz, to tell you the truth.
I'm not super familiar either. They weren't around for very long. Like Scott said, Balcony favorite Nick Lowe was in the band and then went on to have a very long and semi-successful solo career that is still happening.
Yes, yes.
He's a very dapper gentleman now.
He really is. He's aged into his silver fox look quite well.
Seriously, he's pulling it off better than you or I ever could. In the 70s, he started with a little country band called Brinsley Schwartz, and this is a song of theirs from their first record, Surrender to the Rhythm. This is Silver Pistol. Check it out.
Hard times. our hotels high, hoping to find what we'd all been praying for. On a pathway filled with lies, we still managed to get by, but it's hard, hard time. And it's a run for the money, run down to the show.
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Until dawn, I'll be
In the morning through my window creeping, sunlight chasing colors on my wall. By my side she lay sleeping, cradled in her antique shawl. Tucker beneath my cover, watch her face settle in my down. I suppose we were lovers. She was good, good to have around. Some things are for keeping known. Some things are too good and they go. I remember marketplace in Tangier, standing there, beggars all around the place. She looked like an angel from a second story window. Caught a glimpse of someone's life, and it was mine. And my face was dark and dirty, and I'd been crying. Tucker, beneath your cover, got love, keep her there, make love all the time. We all need lovers, and you know everything comes in time.
John Phillips there from his solo record, his one and only solo record, John the Wolf King of L.A., Someone's Sleeping.
It's a creepy song, isn't it?
A little on the creepy side.
Go ahead.
It's a little, yeah, after everything, it's a little, it's like, what's he singing about there? Who's he singing it to?
My assumption has always been that girl to the song is very young, and I don't think she's initially there by choice.
No, probably not. In her antique shawl.
I think she's one of those girls from the canyon.
Yeah, right.
Got stuck there.
Yes, exactly. Sure it was.
So anyway, Scott said, that's from John Phillips' only solo record, which for a long, long time was a super collector's item. I remember seeing it in a record store once. Just the CD was a collector's item because there was a small run and went out of print really fast.
Yes.
At one time, the CD was like $50, but now it's been re-put out by some indie label. I forgot who did it, but it's been remastered and repurposed. And it's a really great record, but he is really icky.
Yes. Icky is the word for it. That's for sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So it can be a little on the freaky side, you know, when you're listening to some of these lyrics. But be that as it may, he still made his mark in music, and you got to give him a hat tip for that, I suppose.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
he wrote that song. Ba ba.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
He wrote all those really weird songs.
He wrote that song that was mean to Cass Elliot.
That's right. That's very true. It was. Anyway, we had some songs in that last set. I'll tell you about them here. We started with Brinsley Schwartz, which is Nick Lowe's country outfit, if you will. And sound effects there in the background.
Oh, sorry. There's a bird.
That's all right. That's all right. No worries. Brinsley Schwartz, Silver Silver Pistol was the name of that particular song from Surrender to the Rhythm. You have to forgive my eyesight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wearing old glasses because my old ones are in the shop. My regular ones are in the shop getting redone. So if I misread something here, I apologize for that. It's not my dyslexia. It's my poor eyesight.
I'll jump in.
Oh, thank you very much. And then the Souther-Hillman Fury Band right after that. A really great, wholly, totally underrated conglomerate of writers and singers that have a long history and pedigree behind them that put out several records in the mid-70s that that you should really get into. J.D. Souther, Chris Hillman, and Richie Fury, they put out some really great stuff. This is from...
Well, I have to give their CDs really quick. Where are they from?
Oh,
Chris Hillman was in the Byrds.
Richie Fury was in everything that you can ever imagine.
He was in the band. He was in the band.
Richie Fury was not in the band.
Yes, he was. He was in the band.
No, he was not. Richie Fury was.
Richie Fury was not. Yes, he was.
No.
He plays, I'm pretty sure.
No, definitely not. And J.D. Souther, well, you know who J.D. Souther is. We heard him earlier in this set. He's a great singer-songwriter who deserves recognition. Anyway, Richie Fury was in...
He was in Buffalo Springfield,
Buffalo
my bad.
Springfield, thank you very much.
That's right. He was in one of those bands. I thought he was in the band. I'm sorry.
So there you go. That was Rise and Fall from their first conglomeration of record. And then right after that, the New Riders of the Purple Sage from one of my very favorite records, The Adventures of Panama Red.
Yes, I can credit you with turning me onto that one. That's a great album.
Lonesome L.A. Cowboy was the name of that one. That's a fun record. It's certainly a stony L.A. cowboy record, country cowboy record. It's really amazing.
To say the least.
City cowboy, whatever you want to call it. So, New Riders of the Purple Sage had a few records themselves that are actually pretty good. So check those.
They're still out there.
They are. They really are. And then John Phillips finished things up there from his only solo record, John the Wolf King of L.A., and Someone Sleeping.
Eek. God, what a great name for a record.
Yes, yes. A little on the arrogant side. It's like
it's true though.
Yes, roaming around the streets of Los Angeles late at night. That's probably what he did.
From Sunset all the way to La Cienega.
That's right. Right down into Laurel Canyon. Who knows what he was doing on the streets?
I think you know exactly what he was doing on the streets.
Weird stuff. Anyway, yes.
Weird scenes inside the gold mine.
Woo. There you go. Okay, let's move along with some more music here with our psychedelic country.
Can we harmonize with this? You want to do it?
Let's
can
go.
We do
it? Okay. Seven bridges road. No, we won't.
There are stars.
We're not going to harmonize, ladies and gentlemen, because
I'll do it off air.
We're DJs and we don't sing. That's why we're DJs. Anyway, we're going to hear the writer of the song, Steve Young, doing Seven Bridges Road from his Rock, Salt, and Nails record. This is...
I love this song.
Seven Bridges Road.
There are stars in the southern sky. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you like a baby, child. I have loved you in a tame way, and I have loved you wild.
And if ever you decide you should go, there's a taste of thyme, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges
sister.
sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do." Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to." Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. And they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend. She didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, "Give it to me and I'll unlock the door." She kept saying, "I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?" Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, "Yes, I have, but only a time or two."
The Amazing Rhythm Aces, yes. A song I have not heard in, oh my goodness, years, a long, long time. Third Rate Romance from their Stack Deck record, which is really amazing. That is a really great song. I really like that song. Good choice on that one. Good for pulling that one.
Thank you very much.
I got to turn that speaker.
Yeah, I had
to turn that speaker down. It was a little feedbacky there.
All right.
Anyway. Well, that was nice. I really like that, Amazing Rhythm Aces. I have not heard them in a long, long time, and they put out a few good records as well. So, they're right up there with as far as big artists are concerned from the mid 70s. I like them.
That's right. They pick up right where your beloved Dan Hicks leaves off.
Pretty much. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you could say something like that. Something to that effect.
I would say so.
You wanna? Can you read that off? Are you?
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Go right ahead.
So we started the set off with Steve Young, the singer-songwriter, not the Hall of Fame Mormon football player, doing Seven Bridges Road from his great album Rock Salt and Nails, which is some really great country singer-songwritery stuff. And then total surprise find a band I'd never heard of until I was researching the show. This group is called Cowboy.
I have not heard of them either.
They did the song Please Be With Me, and looked them up, and they're a duo with it's a band where two guys are the mainstays and other people come in and out, and they put out a few records on the Capricorn label in the early 70s that really didn't go anywhere. But their stuff is really, really, really great. It's acoustic-based country music, and it's just just great. I can't say enough about how awesome they are.
According to this, the names are Tommy Talton and Scott Boyer. They're from Jacksonville, Florida. They formed the band in 1969, and they play acoustic country rock.
Yeah. So I totally recommend this first record. It's called Five Will Get You Ten, and that's where we found the song Please Be With Me. The rest of the record is really, really pretty and nice, mellow album. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to some non-mellow music, Link Wray did La Di Da from his self-titled record Link Wray, which is a personal favorite of mine. It's just a great, great album that you should get into. Also for checking out kind of minimalist recording, because it's pretty much just him on most of the instruments, if I believe, and he recorded it at a home studio in his backyard.
Something to that effect, yeah. They had a couple of people doing some overdubs, but he had some other people playing on the album with him.
There's some overdubbing, but all the guitars are him, and yes. I believe he plays the drums on it too, if I recall.
Yes.
I think he does I'm not sure about the bass playing, but he does all the guitars, and he overdubs himself several times, so it winds up being sort of like a band of Link Wrays.
Yes, that's right.
Which is nothing to mess with. And then we finished up there with the amazing Rhythm Aces with Third Rate Romance from their great 1975 record Stack Deck. And also the most recent song we're playing tonight, Oof, 75.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Great stuff, though. I do like the amazing Rhythm Aces. They're right up there with, I was trying to think of another band that had a similar name they did a song called So Into You, but I can't think of the name of who they are at the moment. So anyway, never mind. Anyway, let's get back to our final set of the show here, where we were doing a show, as I recall.
You stumbled right back into it, yeah.
That's somehow I did that. Anyway, let's get into the final set of the show here, and we're going to listen to a nice little change of pace here with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, title track from their record. This is called Lost in the Ozone.
Yeah.
I told you a million times how I love you. Now, honey, your old fickle heart won't let me in. So I'll just relax here with this glass of gin. Head for the ozone again. Here we go now. I'm lost in the ozone again. I'm lost in the ozone again. One drink of wine, two drinks of gin, and I'm lost in the ozone again. Now the neon lights are shining bright downtown. There's a thousand swinging doors gonna let you in. I tuck the kids in bed at 8 o'clock, and then I'm gonna hit for the ozone again. Just watch me. I'm lost in the ozone again. I'm lost in the ozone again. One drink of wine, two drinks of gin, and I'm lost in the ozone again. Tell me about it now. Well, one drink of wine, two drinks of gin, and I'm lost in the ozone again. One more time now. I'm lost in the ozone again. I'm lost in the ozone again. Now what you drinking? Well, I'm drinking wine, I'm drinking gin, and I'm lost in the ozone again.
This is for baby. When loneliness is knocking at my mind, happiness is something I can't find. Pleasure seems 40 miles behind.
she comes running. If I stand in someone else's rain, feeling 40 million drops of pain, she knows what and who's to blame. She comes running. And if my dreams all turn to seed, if my flowers turn to weeds, she knows exactly what I need. She comes running. And on the day the world puts me down in some empty space in the ground, and I'll bet if I make a sound, yeah, she'll come running.
To be the answer to your own dream. Whatever else you seem, I know you. Why go on and on about the things you mean to me? I could never say in words what kisses want to show. Yes, love, just by the way you find me standing here, whatever else is clear, I know you. Gamble in the night. There is no way for me to bluff to be more right. And if the game and you won't show just what is felt, whatever hand is dealt, I know you. You say you're never sure just who you're looking for. You've never found the one to lay your love before. Well, I don't claim to be the answer to your only dream. Whatever else you seem, I know you.
Oh, yes, there we go. Sorry about that. I had my hands full there trying to do all kinds of 10 different things here. Flatlanders from the Odessa Tapes, and I Know You.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Oh, my God. The Flatlanders are one of the best bands ever. I love them so much and cannot recommend the Odessa Tapes more. It's a set of, they're not really demos. I guess they're kind of first run-throughs of songs that they were going to record. And the tape was lost for years and years and then recently found in like an attic somewhere, and they remastered it and put it out. And it's like 15 songs of just the three guys playing guitar and singing harmonies. And it's so freaking beautiful.
Sounds like it was recorded last week. It's so nice. You know,
it does, right? But it's like hasn't lost anything.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's what's really amazing. It was recorded 45 years ago, 50 years ago. My goodness.
Yeah. And they still sound better than the Avett Brothers.
Yeah, or any number of bands, and they do it.
Everybody out there, yeah.
Flatlanders, great band, man. What hardly recommend them, man. They are great stuff.
Yeah, great seriously, stuff. They're an amazing band, and if in a parallel universe, they put out 20 albums, and they're the biggest band in the world.
So. That's right, exactly. And that's an appropriate way to end the show, too.
Yes.
A really, really nice song. And in a set that started with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, the title track from their record Lost in the Ozone, a most unique band in their own right, of course, doing a very strange sort of swing-style country type of music. It's very, very amazing.
Yeah, well, they're doing West Texas swing like Bob Willis, but just with electric guitars and drugs.
Dude, that's right. Okay. There you go. That sums it up right there. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. And then Lee Hazelwood right after that from his record Love and Other Crimes. We heard She Comes Running. And everything he says just sounds like a crime in itself with that strange voice of his. Lee Hazelwood sounds very, that deep voice of his.
Oh, he just sounds like a dad, right?
Yeah, or just, something.
Somebody you don't want to cross.
Yeah, exactly.
He sounds like your prom date's dad is who he sounds like.
If you want to see what Lee Hazelwood looks like, check out a film called Moonshine Wars. He's got a small part in that. A rather substantial part, actually. Anyway, we also heard Jesse Winchester in that set, and the song was Payday from his self-titled record. And we finished up there with the Flatlanders from the Odessa tapes and I Know You. And there you go. There's lesson 143 in the psychedelic, in the one series, Psychedelic Country. Oh, it's all psychedelic. Right on, man. We did it remotely this time. It's very unusual type of technology.
The first time. It'll be again.
We probably will. We probably will do this again. This turned out to be a very, very interesting time here. So, if you want to check us out on the internet at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out on Instagram at Balcony Radio, and we are also on Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. We are all, check all of those places out. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us in quarantine for the last hour and a half or so.
Yes.
And what better way to end the program with, I guess we could say, the godfathers of this kind of music, the Flying Burrito Brothers. Burritos.
Burritos. Hey,
I'm hungry.
Burritos, I'm hungry.
We really dig this band. I can't say enough about them. They kind of pick up where the Birds leave off in 1968 with the country music, and they are the kind of bridge to the early 70s, the Eagles, J.D. Souther kind of sound. And they're just a really great band that didn't have a ton of hits and didn't last very long, but were super influential. And we, of course, had to play one of Graham Parsons' songs.
Oh, certainly, of course.
Because he's the guy, right?
That's a good choice. That was a good choice on that.
Yeah, so we're going to play a Flying Burrito Brothers song called Older Guys, which is Graham's tip of the hat to the older country music that he grew up listening and enjoyed and passed along to all the damn hippies. So here we go. Thanks for sitting in quarantine with us.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Then you take care, and we're going to go. This is from Burrito Deluxe. Thanks very much. See ya.
Later.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big
brother in the holding company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.